Now, do you think you pay too much for the bus or the train? Could TransLink be doing more to keep its ticket prices down? The Nolan Show has learned that nearly 3,000 spouses and partners of TransLink staff enjoy free travel right across Northern Ireland. This is called the Spouse Travel Pass. It can be used on any TransLink scheduled service, no restrictions with regards to times or routes. Is it acceptable? To discuss this with us today, Brian O'Neill from Sligo O'Toole. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Ben Laurie, the deputy editor of the newsletter. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you make of this, Brian?
I personally don't have a big problem with it. I know, I mean, a lot of jobs, there's kind of perks. I mean, shop workers get discounts. I know members of our family have like an Asda discount card, which is very coveted by the rest of the family. And I know like Google gives free food to their staff. And if you work for a car company, you get 25% off a new car. So, I mean, I think that there's perks for a lot of jobs. And to me, I wouldn't have a major issue with this. But what I think would be a better question to ask is how many TransLink employees actually use their own service and how many get free parking and bring their cars to work? It'll be really interesting to know.
The number of TransLink employees, as well as spouses of TransLink employees who can avail of any of this free travel, number of current staff passes 3,793. Number of current spouse or partner or civil partner passes 2,682. Ben Laurie?
Well, to be honest, I have quite a big problem with this. And I know that there'll be people listening to this who avail of this benefit because their partner, their spouse, works for TransLink. And obviously they'll enjoy that perk and they won't want somebody to come in and say that it should be withdrawn. But my problem in all of these things is who is granting this? Who is doing this in the first place so that we get into a situation where we later have to examine it and then we look mean if we withdraw these things? We really, really have to think going forward about, as a society, about the vast, vast amount of taxpayer funds that we're spending on everything. And I can't see any possible justification for completely free travel for spouses. Brian says there about companies offering perks. Of course, pretty much every company does this. I can't think of, I've barely heard of a company where you don't get some reduction if you work for it and you're a staff member. And of course that's appropriate. If you get 25% off or you work in a food store, you maybe even get 50% off. Work in a restaurant, you get a discount. So this is not merely this TransLink staff getting everything free, and there's a very powerful argument for that. This is their spouses getting everything free. You're telling me that there's no restriction at all, that when people are cramming into buses and trains at rush hour.
That's right. These are passes which give completely free travel on all TransLink services everywhere in Northern Ireland.
I was on a train just last week where it was standing room only from Belfast to Bangor. A small number of people were standing. It's a great thing that more and more people are using the trains. But the very least we can do if we're going to have perks like this, which I don't think we should for spouses, to be honest, is say that people can't use peak services.
Brian?
One interesting thing that I think you might want to clarify this, but as far as I'm aware, the actual pass allows staff and their families to travel actually anywhere in Europe, believe it or not, which is handy for the holidays.
Does it?
Yeah, maybe clarify that, but I'm pretty certain because I know if you kind of like workers and they used to use it when they went on holidays, so anywhere in Europe you can use your pass.
No.
Only on buses or trains, not airplanes, obviously, but yeah.
That's a nice perk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay. It gets a nice rail trip in the south of France, it'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Now, remember, this is a public service, so ultimately you're paying for it. So if you've got to pay for your travel, should the spouses, partners of TransLink staff be getting this freebie? I guess you could say that, look, our bus drivers and our TransLink staff, they're not gloriously paid. They're not on big money. So this is a little perk, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as far as I understand, I mean, they're getting these perks automatically. So a better figure would be to actually see how many staff and their spouses actually use the passes. I mean, I'm not sure. I presume they're kind of touched. They can work out how many people are actually using them. You know, that would be more interesting. I mean, there's another angle you could say is make buses free for everybody. We could all Get free travel.
I've seen this further statement here in the brief I've got about this from TransLink. They say the Spouse Pass does not include travel on cross-channel services.
Yeah, I think the issue is access to ferry, right? But once you're there, you know, if you're in England or France, whatever, you can travel, but maybe you
anyway. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. I rang up on a sort of connected but separate issue. Although I would say this, you're right about the thing about the bus drivers not being overly well paid, and I suppose it's a way of making their job more attractive at no real cost to their employer. But what I would say is this, I would use the park and ride from Dunmurry, and it's brilliant. You get out in the morning, you get on the bus and you're away. But try getting back at 12 o'clock. I think TransLink need to look at that. It's not, they should try to broaden the appeal, not just for commuters who work in town, but people who are going to do a bit of shopping.
So do you think this is an acceptable perk then, Alex? Or do you think the spouses should have to pay?
From the employer, from TransLink's point of view, I suppose they're limited in what they can pay their drivers. And when are you really ever on an absolutely full up bus? So I suppose, really, I would say
I haven't done a bus since I was a kid.
Well, that's right. I like not running that off now. But I'd imagine it doesn't cost TransLink very much, and yet it's a nice perk. I think most of the bus companies do. I know Air Coach would give a discount to families, so it's not, they're not unique in that respect.
Yeah, but, well, the difference is, that, of course, the airlines are private airlines. This is public money.
I don't know, but they're still having to compete. They're still in the same market. They're still in the same market for staff. Certainly, among bus companies, a private bus company or a public bus company, they're still competing for the same staff.
So, Ben, Laurie,
they're still offering the same money.
Ben, Laurie, you're being a bit tight here on these people. It's a little perk. Let them enjoy it.
But this is the problem that always happens with these perks. I've been on the show here before saying that we need to charge people for prescriptions. Who can afford to pay for prescriptions as I can. I'm an asthmatic, but it's easy enough for me to pay for my prescriptions. We're really easy at handing money out here, at handing perks out here, and nobody turns around and says, what is this all costing, particularly here in Northern Ireland, where we've money pumped in, and we've really serious things in the health service. We hear about it every day that need serious investment. And all I'm saying is that I'm even conceding that spouses should have a discount, or that there's a case to be made that they should have a discount. But at the very least, they must make a contribution to their transport. I'm just looking, as a result of you doing this, at the monthly ticket from as a random place on the train, Lorne. It's £150 a month if you bought that 12 months a year, and that's cheaper if you're buying it every day, of course. That's £1,800 a year. If a spouse of a TransLink staff got half price, so that they take seriously the perk, and I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they value it, and I'm sure they're very grateful for it, they'd be paying £900 a year for an annual ticket from Lauren on the train rather than £1,800 a year. Talking about, I think the park and rides are fantastic, by the way. I barely have a car at the moment. In fact, at this very moment, I don't have a car. I use the buses, I walk. I'm lucky enough to be able to walk in Belfast, and I take the train. The fantastic park and rides. If you buy bulk tickets for TransLink, they're about 95p or something. That's £1 for a ticket. £10 a day if you're doing that every day, £500 a year. Again, if a TransLink staff was paying £250 a year for a pass like that, a spouse off, fair enough. But this is nothing. Nothing at all for the spouse.
Let me bring in John. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Totally against it.
Why?
Well, because they're working. Their spouses are probably working. Maybe plenty of money coming in. Why should they get it, and why should I have to pay for it? You know, you don't see nurses getting perks of the trade, do you? If they take ill, they don't get bumped up the waiting list. No, they just have to sit along with the rest of us and wait until their turn comes. If TransLink want to do anything decent, then they should give free transport to the nurses. That's my opinion on it.
John, thank you. That's an interesting point you make. Bill Jeffries contacted us. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Nolan.
You were out partying last Saturday night in your leather gear, I believe.
I was out in the town and I came back by the last train at 10:58 from Lisburn to Belfast. Stopped at every hole in the wall, Hilden, Lambeg, Derriachy, Dunmurry, Finnachy, Balmoral, the lot. There was no ticket collectors. There were no tickets checked or sold on the train or anything like that. And when I got off
at
Balmoral about 11:30, I reckon there was about 120 people on that train, one way and another, got on and off. And not one penny was collected, as far as I could see.
Why would they be given it free?
Pounds.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. There was no staff, say, in Lisburn to sell you a ticket. There was no ticket conductor on the train to sell you a ticket or check if you had one. And there was no staff when you got off to check if you had a ticket or sell you
one. Right.
So that last train appears to be totally free to any Tom, Dick or Harry.
Bill, thank you very much indeed. Brian O'Neill, thank you. Ben Laurie, thank you.